50 years ago, Peter and Raymond Hull wrote a satirical book which elucidated upon a theory first developed by Lawrence J. Peter. As a result of this humorous book called The Peter Principle, a well-known theory that anything that works will be used in progressively more challenging applications until it fails. Did you get that one? Anything that works will be used in progressively more challenging applications until it fails. This theory, for instance, says that everyone has a point in which their highest level of competence is reached, beyond which they become incompetent. To go beyond the point of the highest competence level to incompetence is to have the Peter Principle come into reality. This principle confirms the fact that everyone has their limitations. I have found this to be true in other aspects of life than just the persons involved in it. Throughout the years, I have noticed that the business world is particularly subject to the Peter Principle. Time and time again, thriving small businesses fall to the temptation to become even more successful and profitable by dramatically expanding their operations. A retail store may add on their square footage or even open a second or third store, only to find that the bottom line becomes less than before the expansion. Many times it spells doom to the entire business. The fact is that expansion leads them beyond their capabilities to effectively and be effective and productive. That is when they succumb to the Peter Principle. Far too often I have seen this same thing happen within the church. It happens when it reaches a size that can no longer realize their ability to be personally involved within the fellowship of Christ. Their emphasis changes since they have to expand their facilities and the maintenance of the institution. The fellowship becomes secondary, losing the fact that it was that fellowship which originally gave the church life and success. Institutional success lured them into the realization of the Peter Principle. The tragedy is that they do not realize their entrance into the zone of the principled failure. Or as the writer of Ecclesiastes states, it is an unhappy business that God has given to human beings to be busy with. I saw all the deeds that are done under the sun and sea, all is vanity and the chasing after wind. Tragically, far too many churches have ceased to exist because of this. We see this happening every day. While just as tragic is that other churches become too complacent and ingrown that they never reach their full potential. They never reach the challenge to overcome the Peter Principle. They stay put. The Peter Principle is that point in life beyond which all is vanity and failure looms around each corner. It is that point in life in which original personal and or institutional goals and dreams are held captive to greed, excessiveness, power, pride, false hope. In other words, the Peter principle involved when the point of being able to place one's core principles in life over and against those things which tempt and destroy that very core of being becomes a reality. To have one's core principles of being overtaken is a breaking point and leads to failure. Need I say any more about our nation? This is a warning that Jesus gave to one of his followers. Take care. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions. In other words, to be controlled in life by greed and excessiveness pushes you beyond the real meaning in life and thus beyond the capability of living true self-worth. This is the Peter principle. Since you enter the lever of life which denies who you really are, a child of God, and what you say you wish to believe. The parable in which Jesus gives the consequences of such a direction in life is well known. There was a man who had become highly successful in life. He was so successful that his abundance was so great that he decided to expand his operations in order to save and extend his wealth. He crossed the threshold as to what was important to him, a life full of greed and luxury to the exclusion of all else. He had more than what he needed to live comfortably, but he thought that such actions would give him a more meaningful life. He was not satisfied with enough, but pushed on for more and more and more. He went beyond the point of seeing that life was more than that which he could store up for himself. He failed to see that life's true meaning was beyond loving himself and fulfilling his own greed. He had reached God's concept of the Peter principle, for that concept discerns the level of incompetence and is when one's self-interest becomes the primary motivation. That level of incompetence is when there is the denial of loving God and one's neighbor as oneself. What a story for us as a nation. The successful man quickly discovered that his efforts ended up not being of any use to him. His dreams of being able to say, "Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, and be merry." And all that came down to a crashing end. God's response to his actions was, "You fool. This very night your life is being demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, whose will they be?" The writer of Ecclesiastes states it in another way. So I turned and gave my heart up to despair concerning all the toil of my labors under the sun. Because sometimes one who has toiled with wisdom and knowledge and skill must leave all to be enjoyed by another who did not toil for it. This also is vanity and a great evil. Where does that leave us? Since we all have our Peter principles in life, and especially since we all play cat and mouse with God's concept of that principle. Paul, I believe, gives us the answer of how to avoid the pitfall of going beyond that which is living a competent life in God's love. So, he says, if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, which Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on the things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. In this, Paul is stating that if we are so motivated to live the life which is exemplified in Christ, then we must rise above being slaves to the temptation of greed and excessiveness. These temptations result in earthly treasures which bear unfulfilled and meaningless lives. They only bring temporary joy, but the joy which goes on giving is that of God's love. There's no greater meaning and joy in life than to live this love. It is through love that life actually finds fulfillment. You know, I can think of nothing else which gives greater fulfillment in life. It is interesting that there is no Peter principle in God's love, for there is no level or limitation to its fulfillment. Likewise, there is no Peter principle in love itself as we live it. Such a limiting principle only happens when we deny our ability and our need to love and be loved. The real danger in life is to become so taken up by the excessiveness and the inevitability of failure in this pursuit that we become embittered towards life. All that has been our dreams may just be denied to us, and thus life not only seems meaningless and empty, but leaves us without any self-esteem and no hope, no less the ability to love, inability to love. This may come by the way of a physical death. For certain, it is very much a death of the spirit. It is then we can empathize with Ecclesiastes, who wrote, I hated all my toil in which I had toiled under the sun, seeing that I must leave it to those who come after me. And who knows whether they will be wise or foolish. Yet there will be master of all for which I toil and use my wisdom under the sun. This also is vanity. But the good news is that all is not vanity. All of life is not governed by the Peter principle. No. Not at all, for we know that God answers that negativity, since through grace he sent Jesus to give us the good news. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. This abundance is finding the limitless fulfillment of God's love. There is no lever of failure in this love. Even death cannot destroy it. For God's love lives on throughout eternity for us. So the good news is that we need not be limited by any Peter principle when we live this life of God's love. For love knows no limitations, none whatsoever. What a story for us in our society today. Amen.